We have a special guest here tonight, as you all know, on Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Mad Max Radio, WC Radio, St. John's University, OT9 Bino. Bino, how you doing tonight?
OT9 Bino. What's up, man? University, what's up, man? Yo, Mad Max, what's up, baby?
No doubt, man. Welcome to the show. I'm glad I have you here, one of the bigger up-and-coming artists in the city right now. So are you at a video shoot right now?
No, I'm actually about to do a session.
Yeah?
I'm going crazy. No, that should go record, go crazy.
Recording some songs.
Yeah, some hits.
Some hits. I saw you working on some big hits. G Herbo was in the studio with you. I saw that.
Oh, yeah, shout out to No Limit. I'm saying me and Herbo, my nigga Punchy. We got something coming on the way called Punchy. It's fire. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them niggas, man. What?
Who's going to be producing that record?
My nigga YS. YS on the track. It's crazy because I didn't know YS was going to be there. And last time I was working with YS was a few years ago, and I ain't see YS in some years. So when I saw YS, I put two and two together. I said, yo, B, like, yeah, bro. I'm like, oh, I'm about to go crazy. He's like, yo, go crazy. That shit came out viral. Like, watch.
Viral. It's going to go viral, all right. Yeah. Let's start at the beginning now. Tell me what it was like growing up in Brooklyn.
For me, it was fun. For me, it was fun, but you know, we ain't gonna talk too much, but to me it was fun, rough at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Hard. You gotta be on 50. You gotta be on playing a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be on your P's and Q's in the time. But a little rug rat like me, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Who's your favorite rapper from Brooklyn of all time?
I'm gonna go with my bro. First, I'm gonna go with my bro Ka. You feel me? My son Kamikaze Ka. And then we're gonna go viral right now. It's Jay-Z. I gotta say Hov. Like, it's that nigga. Like, he could do shit without doing shit. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
It's like shit like that.
You want a verse with Hov?
Yeah. Oh man. If I get a verse with Hov, he gonna wanna do a whole album with me. Like, he gonna wanna do a whole album with me. Like, nah, nigga, you different. You remind me of me when I was your age type shit. You know what I'm saying? Just a little, it's a little razzle-dazzle, you know. You remind me of me.
What's your favorite Jay-Z album?
The Blueprint.
It's the Blueprint. Yeah, Blueprint.
Yeah, the Blueprint, the first Blueprint.
Yeah, the first one. It has the blue cover on it.
Yeah, that Blueprint. Word. But my favorite song from him is the American Gangster shit he did with the remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. He's got the trench coat when he's walking and there's light coming.
Yeah, like that's different. Like, that's vibrant. Word.
What was the record, if you can remember? Sometimes it's hard for artists. The record that introduced you to hip hop, and then you were like, "I want to do this someday."
It was with my friends, my childhood friends. They used to go by the name of Triple Threat. On that nigga Kai, Fuzzy, and Shy, rest in peace, and Shy. And it was one of these shits they did together. And shit. That shit was fire. I was like, "Nah, I want to do music." Then it was like basketball was my thing. Like, I'm like, music ain't really my thing, but being that I had nice friends around, it just came together as one. I could try it, I get it, and I fell in love with it.
What position did you play in basketball? Because you just said that you're a big basketball.
The shooter. I shoot the lights up. Like, I'm talking about, I could have probably went to St. John's University College and violated, went to the A. Like, my jump shot, I'm a lefty. So, you know, as a lefty, you can just throw the ball up. Yeah. That shit drop in there like a magnet. Like, the ball is in the rim is a magnet. You feel all wet. Yes, you go all wet, bro. Word.
Who's your basketball team? Are you a Knicks fan? I've seen pictures of you with Knicks hats on.
I'm a Knicks fan. I was a Knicks fan. I was a Knicks fan. I'm not a fan of the league anymore.
Really? How come?
Yeah. I ain't a fan of the league anymore. I go to the games. Yeah, shoot the pictures. With the, I'm saying, but I ain't a fan. Like, I won't bet no more. I won't be up to watching no more. I watch the shit, but I won't be knowing who's going to the finals and
yeah,
the fan of the league no more.
I want to get into this track Spreewell that you have. Is that your favorite athlete of all time? He's also a Knicks legend.
Nah, I would say my favorite athlete would be Stephon Marbury.
Number three.
Remember, Stephon was not a player when he was on the Knicks too. Remember, he wasn't on the play with. Shout out to Stephon.
We should have never benched him. That was the problem. The Knicks benched him.
Benched him. He went to China and went viral.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The man now, you know, It's another story.
Yeah. So tell me, man, when did you first meet Fabio Foreign?
Man, we was on the block. We was on a block in the motherfucking schoolyard. It was all of us. You know, when you all in that little schoolyard, it's like, but so much shit that could go down, shit that could happen. Everybody see each other, know each other. But that shit was happening like day to day. Yo, get on my team, play on my team. Yo, let's go run around. Let's go do this. Da, da, da. Yo, it's a party over here. And it just became, yo, it's my brother. Like, for me, like, bro, day one shit. He was there from when I started rapping with Sha, Kai, Fuzzy and shit. Feel me? Like, he was around. Like, for me, bro, so.
And how did the whole Foreign Side Records come together for the people that don't know or watching right now?
Foreign Side Records, that came about. Shout out to Foreign Side Records. We should tatted, bro. We should tatted, bro.
There you go.
It's the real, bro. ADFS, this is, we turned the game. It's to something real positive, bro. Like, we got a foundation and all. But that shit started like, hold on, let me get myself together. You know what I'm saying? That shit started through Fabi, bro. Like, just being smart. You feel me? Just being smart, knowing what to do with this shit, knowing how to do this shit. Mm-hmm. You know, you want out of this shit, how to get the goal, right? You feel me? Get it straight through. You feel me? So, shout out to Foreign Side Records, man.
Where do you see you guys heading next? Because you guys are making noise out here in the game right now. Further than New York, and Fabio is doing big things, especially having that song with Nas, which is enormous. That's helping putting you guys on the map and bringing you guys up too.
Yeah, shout out to Nas, man. His album is amazing. Like, he did it. He did it right. What you say, though?
Oh, what's your guys' next move? What's next for you guys as a group?
After the music, once we go viral with the music, we'll go viral with acting. Feel me? Because I know we can be the 1-2 script, play it right, HBO stars, it don't matter. But acting, get into some corporate shit, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna talk too much about what we really want to do, because we know some niggas, you know what I'm saying? But we gonna do a lot of positive things, like, where I wanna be like a Ice Cube, like, you know what I mean? Like an Ice Cube, like, you feel me? We all
rapper, actor.
Yeah, like, slash director, slash, you know.
Yeah, writer. Yeah.
Them all of you, bro.
What kind of movies would you want to do?
I'll do like some drama, like the romantic drama, like cheating on your bitch, fucking her moms. This bitch going all out, doing her ones and twos. She going in, but mom's bitching about rent. But the boyfriend is fucking daughter, like on some other shit, like on some, you know, but they don't find out until somebody blow it up. Like, oh shit, like Max blew it up. Over now, like, you feel me? What?
Who's an actor that you would love to work with when you get into the acting area of your career?
Now, Ice Cube, bro. But I know he not really into it like that. So if it won't be Ice Cube, it will be, what's her name? Taraji, he into it.
Yeah, from Empire, yep.
Taraji. Cookie. I'll be like her son or a nephew or something. Yo, auntie, you tripping, I ain't do none of that shit. Like, you feel me? Like, what?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Ice Cube a lot. Is he in your top five artists that inspired you?
Oh, nah.
Who's in your top five? I'm curious.
Top five, you know, it's always going to be Big, Hov, Stack Bundles,
rest in peace,
Kyle, and me. For me, like, me, I'm the fifth nigga. I mean, a lot of people don't know what I'm capable of. They just, I'm warming up. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm for me.
Something I noticed about every drill artist, they have something distinct about them otherwise from the trap artists. Because trap artists, a lot of the trap artists in the game, to me, sound the same. But drill artists, every one of them sounds different. What do you think separates you from all the other drill artists out here?
Like, I'm versatile. Like, I could do a rock star drill. I could do a drill for girls. I could do a drill for beef. Fuck around, get us indicted in the streets. Like I could do it all with this drill shit. I figured it out. When you figure it out, be unstoppable with anything. once you figure the little shit out. Shit. So I could drill about this Henny thing, and it is not like a thing I can get sponsored by Henny, but it's a drill record. Or I could about a gun that could, you feel me, work.
That's smart. You're making a record for certain different brands, and I'll get you popping that way even more.
Commercial drill.
Commercials, exactly.
Commercial drill. Like side to side. That my baby. Come and get me right.
Yeah.
See your baddie get freaky tonight. I could get her anything she like. Now put your hands up in the air, swing them hips from side to side. Like that's commercial drill. Like, you feel me? Well.
Would you say that's your best record that you've made so far? It's definitely making noise out here.
Nah. My best record is a record that's out. It's called 100 Crips and 100 Bloods. That's about unity and like just before this grown shit.
Yeah.
That was my best record to me.
My favorite record is Smato.
That little bitch is a Smato. She give it top of the back of the peak. Yo, my music get me hyped. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, this shit is fire. Like, you feel me? So, yeah, Smato is viral. Smato is actually like underrated to me because I don't really take care of Smato how I should with the rest. I'm going to start giving Smato some love.
But the thing about your hooks that makes you a great artist is that they stick. I'm singing that song. It's in my head all day long. When I listen to your project, it sticks in your head. That's the key to making a hit.
You just want to get drunk. Bro, it's like shit that's really going down. So that ass, like, Smato fire.
It is. So, I definitely think it should be more popping than it is. Like you said, it's underrated. That thing should be out the window.
That shit should be like right up the side to side, right?
Yeah.
But everybody like Wu Love, like after side to side. Like Wu Love, they check.
I like the one that I put on my Instagram post I usually do the swipes so people could check out the music of my artists on my show, the song Vibe that you did.
Ooh. Yeah, Vibe is fire. Shout out my bro, TTA. Yeah, yeah. We were crazy on Vibe. And that was during Corona. Like, nobody was outside. So we seen cops. And he's like, yo, you can't be outside. And they fuck all this curfew shit. Y'all bugging, bro. Like, this Brooklyn and Harlem, nigga. Wilding, man.
So the police tried to stop you from shooting your videos. They gave you a little trouble or?
Nah, like every time we were shooting it, come on, you guys got to pack it up. We'd be like, all right, 5 more minutes officer, we get out your way. 5 more minutes, we get out of this way, go to the next location. Whatever cop or detective see, I say the same shit. So forth, so
forth. And I like the hat that you're wearing tonight here as it raises awareness about the bullshit in the system right now, the police department. I say that all the time. The KKK has infiltrated the police departments.
Man, get the KKKs out the police department, man. It's fucked up. The system is corrupted. I'm saying all cops ain't bad, though. You know what I mean? All of them motherfuckers ain't bad. But most of them motherfuckers.
Yeah. They gotta go. They gotta get out the system one way or another.
Mighty. Heck his ass, yeah. Yo, what's your sign, bro?
The Taurus.
The Taurus?
Yeah.
Shout out to my Tauruses. I'm a Virgo. My birthday the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
Bro, you know what I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Ford.
Yeah?
We call it these shades on in his hat. Oh, yeah.
I wanna hear about your upcoming mixtape. First one was Fire, Fully Active, of course.
EP was like a success for me because I knew what it was gonna do. And I was going through something in my life where I couldn't take shit. I was going through shit where I gotta put hang out and music. Get it? It came out perfect to me. You feel me? I was gonna keep it going with Fully Active Volume Part 2, but it's gonna be too much. I don't wanna go that way. So I was gonna name this new shit called Growth. You feel me? It's just growth, just showing the new me. Like the new me, still the same sound, levels of the shit. You know what I'm saying? We talk about different things now, we talk about shit I never had. See? Helping the trenches out.
I saw you giving back with Fabio a couple days ago, too. You're doing marches. You do a lot of charity work.
Yeah, we was trying to do a peace work with everybody in the city. I'm saying, well, all this dumb shit going on or whatever. But, you know, the streets going to take out the street ticket. You know what I'm saying? Lord going to take out the Lord ticket. That's another story. But we tried to do it right. We did it right. came out to be a good march. And shout out to the NYPD and the news, media news, media and all that shit.
How did it feel for you guys to make the news too? So
I was like, yo, I know my niggas in the pen is gonna see this and be like, yo, look at Vito, like, you feel me? Look at gang, like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you feel me? Like, this is for them. Like, shout out to like Pete Gutter, like Gutter in there trying to stop slashing, like niggas slashing each other's faces off, or you know what I mean? Like shit like that. Like, we really trying to show this shit a different side of it, like trying to grow and really change this shit. You feel me? How the kids grow up different, comfortable in their trenches. I mean,
Do you think that rappers in the game besides you, do you feel as though they're not taking charity and giving back and trying to make a change the same way you guys are?
Nah, they are, but social media don't pick it up. Social media don't talk about it. The media don't talk about it. They all shout out to them artists that's doing that, but not getting the recognition of it. And just know the trenches, seeing the trenches, getting the results and all that. You know what I mean? But, bro, it's fucked up. Because a lot of artists is doing shit. You feel me? It's just, now that shit go.
Yeah. What's something that you want to accomplish with charity? You know, I mentioned, you know, kids feeling comfortable within the trenches. What's something that you want to accomplish once you get on a bigger level that no one's done before in terms of charity?
Like, I can't really speak of other communities, but like my community, like the nine, I would invest in so much different shit that we had growing up. Like, we had like the after school programs, we had certain activities to keep us out, but we chose the path of the streets, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas made it out in a good way, some niggas made it out in a bad way. But what I would do is tighten it up a little bit. We ain't never have water fountains in our on our court. You know what I'm saying? I throw some more shit benches, finesse the spot. I was here. For me, where I'm from. For me, throw a pool on the side. Get a good agreement with the school, because it's a school, 398. You feel me? Get an agreement with the school and just fucking reconstruct the whole schoolyard. You feel me? And make it something nobody would have thought it would be.
Yeah.
Because a little over me. You know what I'm saying?
The upcoming mixtape. What are you going to do better on this that you did from the first one, Fully Active? What's going to be better about this one?
Talking about feelings, expressing a little, talking about shit that I normally wouldn't talk about, like personal shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? I got my OG with me, shit like that.
Who are the producers that you're working with mainly? I know Axel Beats, you've made some records with him. Who are some other producers that you're looking to work with or are working with?
I want to work with Metro Boomin. I want to work with Metro Boomin. I want to work with Mustard. I want to work with fucking somebody right now. But I work with Axel, Sam's, Stash 808, Yarmulke, all of the drill producers, most of the drill producers, a lot of UK producers. Shout out to my bro Liquid Dots. Shout out to the whole OTB. You feel me? That's London. You feel me? Like, they're like, fuck off, fam.
Yeah.
I like them niggas, like, for me, so.
JB Made It's another one, too.
Huh?
JB Made It? Yeah, he's another London, UK drill producer.
I gotta get tapped in with him.
Yeah, he produced the record for Drake, Demons, with Fabi.
What?
Yeah.
I get tapped in with that nigga. He wild.
Yeah, he's got some fire out. Yeah,
he go fire.
What's it like working with Axel Beats in the studio?
Nah, Axel actually sent it to me. We were
talking. Okay.
Like, I think he was somewhere overseas. So he hit me like, yo, I got some shit to do. Like, yo, send it, bro. Let's go, bro. I sent it one time. And I did that shit like, I say like, the next day, sent it back to me. Like, yo, this shit's crazy. Mm-hmm. But that's the shit with Lady, me and my brother Gino and Chichi. We're crazy on this.
Yeah. Definitely. You guys are a good combo, too. You and Gino. You did the smot, though, with him, too.
Yeah, it's Pinky and Brain. Out of Pinky and Brain. What do you think is Pinky and Brain out of me and Gino?
You.
I'm who?
You're picking the Brain.
Oh, you got it right. You got it right. You got it right.
Yeah.
On the Brain.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what was it like being in the studio with Pop Smoke? Because I know you and Fabio were close with him.
Yeah.
What was it like being in the studio with him? Rest in peace.
It was a good energy. Like, it was a good, it was like a motivation energy, like fucking keep going. Woo, like, and it was crazy. I was there when they did Brother Man. And when they was doing Brother Man, before they did Brother Man, he heard my shit. I got Mimi Part 2. That's also on the tape. He heard Mimi Part 2. And was like, yo, they gonna say you sound like me. And I'm like, yo, I know. Like, he like, yo, capitalize over that. Stay aggressive. Stay going in. Keep going. Don't, you gonna win with that shit. You feel me? Then Rico actually was like, yo, let me get a charger. Let me get a charger. Rico Beats. He's like, yo, let me get a charger. Let me get a charger. And I was like, yeah, bro, da da da. Agreeing to what Pop was saying, I gave Rico the charger. And he was like, yo, let me knock this shit out the way, you know? Knock that shit out the way. Like,
mm-hmm. And then, what do you think that Fabio, from just through hanging out with Fabio and being close with him, what do you think Fabio learned from him and what you learned from Fabio?
Just being on the business side of it, just being real smart, top on top of your game. On the music, on the street side of it, leveling up. Like, where they both leveled up, like Pop leveled up in a sense of really just being a wild kid to really being Pop Smoke. You know what I mean? Fabi really was in the streets being a wild kid to being Fabio Forms. So for, you know, I'm at that stage where I learned from both of them. I'm learning how to, like, my posts is different. Like, I don't post what I used to post. I work more now. Like, you feel me? So it's like, it's a motivation thing. We all learn from each other. Don't matter what side. As long as it's our side, you feel me? It's a motivation thing, especially if you're doing something positive. Mm-hmm.
The upcoming mixtape. When are we going to get that, you think? You going to drop that 2021?
I can't say right now, but still, we're going to go back.
Yeah.
I ain't going to really say too much, you feel me? But, yeah.
How many songs you think you're going to put on it?
I'm going to put 8 songs on that shit. I'm 800 porn song. I'm going to put 8. If it was up to me, I would put 800 songs on one tape. You feel me? But I'm going to put 8 songs on it.
How many songs you have in the archive? Because there's artists that I've talked to, they've had 300, 200 songs that they've recorded. Some people record 10 songs in a day, I've heard. How many songs you got packed away?
I think like, dude, if I go back to where Zyx and shit, a lot of music, bro. It's like, I used to son, fuck 10 songs a day. Nigga, I used to do like 50, like 100 songs a day to the point engineers mad. They looking at me like, bro, go home. What are you dealing with? Bosses mad. Yo, it's too much free session. What are you doing? Lights. You feel me? Like, word. It could be like, sometimes it'll be just a hook. You know what I mean? A verse, a freestyle, a lot. You can't even put a number on this shit.
You could probably drop 800 songs then.
I still remember my first song I wrote to motherfucking, remember Busta Rhymes, Touch It?
Oh, yeah, I remember that song.
It was whack for me. I used to be called Jay Guns. My name was Jay Guns back in the day. Word.
What made you change your name?
Just being in the hood, you know, like, yo, the Jay Guns shit is wacky. Now that I'm going to switch it up, then I switched it to Psycho Stack. I'm saying that I switched it to Psycho Stack because I used to sound like Stack Bundles. It's crazy how my voice is different. You feel me? So, Stack Psycho Stack changed the Stack Beam. Then we knocked the stack off and just left Beam. Mm-hmm.
I know Fabio's close to Mace. Have you talked to Mace at all?
Nah, but Mace heard about me. Mace knows something. Shout out to Mace. He knows something.
You're going to get some work in with him, hopefully, in the future?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going right.
Who are some other rappers that you're looking to work with in the game? You mentioned producers before, but rappers, who's someone that you definitely want to lock down? You got Herbo coming on the way now. I think I saw Fetty Wap, right?
Nah, hopefully Fetty Wap. Hopefully Fetty Wap. Motherfucking NBA Young Boy. NBA Young Boy. NBA and the baby. NBA and the baby right now.
NBA and the baby. Yeah, he just dropped an album too. I saw that.
Ooh, NBA.
Yeah.
Callin'. It's ballin'. Right by the morning. Oh, big snake. Shout out to Poké Chain.
There you have it. Bino, is there anything else that you'd like to let my audience know here tonight? Anything? Any upcoming singles that you audience. Have? Any upcoming visuals? Anything?
Audience, stay tuned. I got this shit. The Boom. Remember the record Boom on the tape?
Run up.
Boom. That video about to drop. Something happened with the video with me and Social Geek. So we might have to do that all over. You feel me? Some weird shit. We want to talk about that. Mixtape coming soon. The Gino mixtape coming soon. The Chichi mixtape coming soon. Fonside Records gonna give y'all some fire coming soon. Like, we got a whole record label mixtape coming soon. Me and T-Dot got something coming soon. Free Custom Model. Shout out to Cavalli. 49 Vino. RP the Fellas. Free the Ballers. Everything, Boom. Trendies. FSR. Can't see it right now, but 8FS. Nothing more, nothing less.
As far as deal goes, I've got to ask you this question. As far as deals go, you're still independent, right?
Of course.
Because I saw that you were taking pictures in front of the Def Jam logo and everything. Have you thought about signing anywhere yet, or you're just remaining independent for the meantime?
I thought about it. Investments.
Hopefully something big in the future.
Lots of money. Good lawyers. Real estate. I thought about it. But I ain't signed.
Yeah. You got to get the right deal.
Cherry on the top.
Yeah, the right deal. When are you dropping the song Red Light?
No, we don't stop with the DTs. No, we don't stop with the red light. Hold on, wait. You like that?
Yeah.
I want to stream it first before we do the video. So I'm going to get the cover all done, and I'm going to stream it. I think you make me want to drop that Friday. So I'm going to get on that cover art tonight.
You're going to drop that Friday.
That's going to be the hit single from me and Gino's mixtape.
That song's fire, though. I saw it because I saw the video.
Red light, right?
Yeah.
We don't stop with the DTs. We don't stop with the red light. Hold on, wait.
That's going to be big for you.
Yeah. Everything I'm about to do about these things.
Virals, they all say. It's everyone says, all you guys, you and Fabio, viral.
Over the universe, like, you get it? Like, the universe?
The universe.
The universe is ours. So, like, we know when the aliens is coming.
Yeah. You guys are taking over. Foreign Side Records is taking over. OT9Bino's taking over. OT9Bino, I want to thank you for coming on my show. Any last words?
Yo, RP the Fellas, Free the Wallace, man. What? OT9Bino. I'm sorry, I just had to do that.
I want you to take care. Stay safe. You're always welcome back on the show. Love to have you back on once you drop the upcoming project, man. We got it in the rotation up here. Side to side's in the rotation. Thank you to Susanna for setting this up and everyone who helped out.
Shout out to you. Shout out Carmen. Shout out Bro. Shout out Bro. Shout out to all my niggas, man. Look.
No doubt. All right, Bino. Take care and stay safe. All right, I'm looking forward to the new music.